Chapter 9. The Olympics and Politics. Politics has been part of Olympic history for a very long time. Olympic officials cancelled the Berlin Olympics of 1916 because of World War I, but they chose Berlin again to host the Games in 1936. As the Nazi regime gained power in Germany, the National Socialist Party tried to convince the world that it was not racist and fascist. At an Olympic Committee meeting in 1933 in Vienna, the Nazis promised not to discriminate against Jewish or black athletes, but this was hard to believe. American Jeremiah Titus Mahoney, a talented athlete and the president of the Amateur Athletic Union, AAU, believed the USA's participation in Berlin would support a racist regime. In 1935, he tried to get the USA to boycott the Berlin Olympics. And there was a vote. 58 wanted to compete, and 55 wanted to boycott. The boycott failed. Other countries also wanted to boycott the Berlin Games, including Great Britain, France, Sweden, Czechoslovakia, and the Netherlands. Even German socialists and communists wanted a boycott. With so much support for the boycott, Spain planned an alternative international sports competition for the same summer, called the People's Olympiad. 6,000 athletes from 22 countries agreed to participate in it. Many competitors were on their way to Barcelona when organisers cancelled the event because the Spanish Civil War started in July that year. The National Socialist Party in Germany tried to make the Olympics very special. They started the torch relay in Olympia and used live television to broadcast a sports event for the first time. But Adolf Hitler made it clear that, in his opinion, German athletes were going to dominate the games with victories. On the first day, Hitler shook hands only with the German winners and then left the stadium. Olympic officials insisted Hitler shook hands with every medalist, or none at all. The German Chancellor chose the second option and didn't attend any other medal presentations. Jesse Owens's outstanding triumphs embarrassed the regime and humiliated Hitler personally. More boycotts. The largest boycott in Olympic history took place at the Moscow Games in 1980. More than 60 nations decided not to compete in Moscow because of the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. American President Jimmy Carter announced, "If Soviet troops do not withdraw from Afghanistan by midnight on the 19th of February 1980, the American team will boycott the Olympic Games." Japan, West Germany, China and Canada joined the boycott, while Great Britain, France and many other countries sent fewer athletes than usual. As a result of this, only 81 countries participated in the Moscow Games, and this seriously affected a number of events. But despite the small number of participants, there were more world records in Moscow than in the previous Olympic Games of 1976 in Montreal. The boycott disappointed many athletes. They lost their chance to compete for medals after years of intensive training. Some US athletes tried to sue the Olympic Committee, but they lost their appeal and there was nothing they could do about it. They couldn't compete for another 4 long years. Ironically, the Soviets didn't withdraw from Afghanistan for 9 years, so did the boycott really achieve anything? 4 years later, it was America's turn to host the Olympics in Los Angeles. Now, it was the Soviets' turn for revenge, and they boycotted these games along with 14 of their Eastern Bloc allies. They said they were worried about the safety of their athletes in an anti-communist environment, but most people saw it as a reaction to the Moscow Olympic boycott. It became known in the press as the tit-for-tat boycott. Iran and Libya also didn't participate due to tension with the United States. Iran was the only country to boycott both the 1980 and 1984 events. Despite the absence of the Soviets and their allies, 140 countries participated. China returned to the Games after an absence of 32 years. The USA won more than 80 gold medals. The US star was athlete Carl Lewis. He won 4 gold medals in the same 4 events as Jesse Owens in 1936.